Jacobs thing. He got beat up so many times. He's been beat, or he fell and hit his head too, but he died. Ain't that what you heard?
I just heard he was dead. I didn't know. I remember one day down at Piedmont Park, he took a whole handful of acid from somebody and just slowed it down and then started drinking wine, and everybody's trying to tell him to watch out. And next thing you know, he had a heart attack, and they called an ambulance out there and they got him. And about 2 hours later, he's back in the park.
Who was that? Far out of sight. That's all he's saying.
When I started, when we were doing Atlantis Rising, the rules the guy that hired me gave, he said, till 1 o'clock, you do anything Jacob says. You do what Jacob says. After 1 o'clock, you start telling him what to do, because he'll be drunk.
They said he was a lawyer, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah, he was. He was a big-time lawyer, and still had a family and everything. Yeah. Had a lot of money put up, but didn't have anything to do with him. I heard some wild tales about what had happened to him.
Yeah, too, some also.
And Ruby.
Yeah, Ruby, I don't know her.
Yeah, that was his
friend,
partner. Got a picture of them from the cover of
when
the
bird. When they first got here, I guess, there was, you know, do you know Debbie DeMargo? She worked down at Emory for a while, testing some monkeys and stuff. And she worked some lab techniques. And then, anyway, I met her when I saw her on the street. We hung around together, me and her and some young boy. We hung around with him in Panhandle. But one time, we was out in Ruby and Jacob was there, and Ruby says, my husband and I just got into town. Did you have any change? They didn't know we were paying. Wasn't her husband, she just said that.
Yeah.